Pope Benedict XVI held his weekly general audience today, during which he said Christianity is not a new philosophy or morality, but an encounter with God. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Pope Benedict flew by helicopter from the papal summer retreat at Castel Gandolfo to join the many thousands of pilgrims in the Paul VI Hall who had gathered for his weekly general audience. This week, the Holy Father continued his catechesis on St. Paul, whose year is being celebrated, focusing on his conversion on the road to Damascus.
In the Acts of the Apostles, St. Luke recounts for us a dramatic episode on the road to Damascus, which transformed Paul from a fierce persecutor of the church into a zealous evangelizer. In his own letters, Paul describes his experience not so much in terms of a conversion, but as a call to apostleship and a commission to preach the gospel. In the first instance, this was an encounter not with concepts or ideas, but with the person of Jesus himself. In fact, Paul met not only the historical Jesus of the past, but the living Christ who revealed himself as the one Savior and Lord.
The Pope, while speaking on the figure of St. Paul, noted that Christianity is not a new philosophy or a new morality, but an encounter with God.
Similarly, the ultimate source of our own conversion lies neither in esoteric philosophical theories, nor abstract moral codes, but in Christ and his gospel. He alone defines our identity as Christians, since in him we discover the ultimate meaning of our lives. Paul, because Christ had made him his own, could not help but preach the good news he had received. So it is with us. Transfixed by the greatness of our Savior, we, like St. Paul, cannot help but speak of him to others. May we always do so with joyful conviction.
One of those who was at Wednesday's audience was Father George Summit from Ontario in Canada, who spoke of his delight at Pope Benedict's forthcoming visit to Lourdes.
It's very appropriate, very good, I think, that Pope Benedict is visiting Lourdes at this time, because, again, he's the Pope that is bringing hope. He's the Pope who is bringing much healing, not just in the body, but also in the soul.
At the end of his audience, Pope Benedict left the Vatican to return to Castel Gandolfo. I'm Lydia O'Kane.